I don't know what prompted that sound clip. Oh, I should know better. Thank you, Bart, for that reminder. That speech, of course, was amazing. That was the speech he gave right before being assassinated. So he said, I don't know if I'll see it with you, but I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And then he was killed the next day. It's amazing, amazing. Okay. All right. Now, you promised us a secret topic on the post game. What is it?
Oh, no, I didn't. I just, but I do have a topic in mind. It's not. It's nothing super secret. It's actually schmoopy. So
no, you said super secret.
Okay,
you didn't say it to anybody there. No, on air, off air, you said, "Oh, I have a topic."
Yeah, that's all I said.
I know. Okay.
Anyway, so
this better be good.
It's schmoopy. Anyway. So I want everyone to see my little necklace, right? You can barely see it. It's super dainty. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because this is the 10-year anniversary gift that TYT gave me, right? And so the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because I was looking in the mirror getting ready for work today, and I haven't taken it off since I got it last Friday. And it made me feel all like warm and mushy inside. And
that's awesome.
And I realized something, like I sometimes get comments from women watching the show where they're like, you know, you have great style, but you could really jazz it up with jewelry. And here's the reality, I actually really don't like jewelry, unless it means something, right? So you don't see me wearing a ton of jewelry all the time. I have like my specific things that I wear on a regular basis. My wedding and engagement ring, obviously. I love pearl earrings. My mom got me pearl earrings like a while ago, I think as a wedding gift. And then now this, and I feel like these are like my staples now. Because they mean something to me, you know, and it's like really special.
Well, let's just put it this way. Haas wears more jewelry on any given day than you do in a year.
Yeah, man. Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like I'm losing all of my edge. Like I have no more edge.
Oh, left. You had an edge at some point?
I think I did. Wasn't I edgy at some point? Like, especially when I was newly single and I was like going out and I felt all like. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't understand things that the young people do. Like, I hate the multi-ring trend. I hate it. I've always hated it. I feel like there should be a two-ring limit for everyone.
Yeah. So I met your two-ring limit. I got to put it back on when I had my wedding ring and then my TYT ring. I took it off because I was going to give it to one of you guys for the Go campaign, for the journalism campaign. But it turns out we still have some more, so I'll bring it back. Okay, so I wonder how much, what percentage of the members know Hassan Piker. So you guys have seen him on some of the shows, but he's now, it's a funny thing, way of putting it, but he's much bigger on Facebook because on Facebook.com/TheYoungTurks, he does more of his videos there and they blow up and they get a lot of views. So and he wears all these rings, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't want to tell him, and it's unlikely he's watching a post game. But I get comments from people saying that they, like young girls saying they love the rings. So I know.
I mean, look, that's the thing though. They're right, I'm wrong. Like I've lost the edge. I used to know.
She even lost the edge on grammar and language.
Yeah, totally. I used to know what hip and cool was, and now what's hip and cool seems strange and scary.
That's A, super funny to quote you on the letters. And B, does really prove your point about how you've lost the edge.
Right?
Yes.
But I don't want to get like that. I want to stay cool. Or go back to being somewhat cool. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
But remember, Anna, we were always Grandpa Cenk and Grandma Casper. I mean, like I used to call you Grandma Anna like 10 years ago, right?
Even when
you were 20.
I know. I was a grandma then. But then I went through this like transformation where I felt like I regressed a little, I guess. Like not regressed. I don't know if that's the right word. But I started.
I know it is because you're a regressive. I saw it on Twitter.
I went from being super, super like responsible and like I saved everything that I made and I lived with my parents and I had like, you know, a boyfriend who was more like a father figure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel
that
like
that kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, right, I know there. It creeped me out too. But like my life was so boring and so like straight laced or whatever. And then like all of a sudden I was having fun, but now I'm kind of slipping back into that straight laced thing.
Yeah,
and it scares me.
Straight laced thing. Okay, nobody does more hand motions than Anna. Okay, so I got so angry during the show at one point, I accidentally flipped a pen. I don't know if anybody noticed.
No.
But I was like this, and it went boom. Like in the middle of anyway, it didn't go that high. But anyway. So, anyways, yes, and during your edgy days, you were barely on the edge. You were kind of like looking at the edge from a distance. I mean, what did you do? You went out and had a couple of drinks with your friends.
Yeah,
you found one guy, hooked up with him, and then married him. Wow, what an edge.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I mean, I'm happy I'm married to him, but man, I really failed at that whole one night stand thing.
You failed at the edge? Yeah. You're not, I mean, you wouldn't make it onto YouTube? Bart, a music reference? The edge. Shwang, wang, wang.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you were. If you ever saw the edge, it was from a distance.
Yeah,
from a distance. But now
that was good enough for me, though. That was
That was good enough for you. Now you can't even see the edge.
I can't see the edge. I just want to get back to a point where I can see it, and I don't see it anymore.
And I agree with you. The other day, like somebody was quoting some song or something, and I was like, "Man, I am ancient. Mm-hmm. I'm like 10 years removed from recognizing the songs."
Yeah. Okay. What trips me out is. So I have a cousin who's, I don't know, 10 years younger. No, not even, like 7 years younger than me. And he doesn't know who Genuine is. How do you not fucking know who Genuine is? How do you not know the Pony song? How do you not know the Pony song?
How do you not know?
But that's the thing. Like, those are the moments in your life where you're like, oh my God, this generation just doesn't get it. Like, they don't know. You have to know who Genuine is, right? You don't know the Pony song? Do you know the Pony song?
Oh, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.
Just ride it, my pony. No, my saddle's ready. Come and jump on it.
You know what happened? Okay. So first of all,
I'm a little sick, so my voice isn't as good as it normally is.
As it normally is. Okay. What happened was I stopped listening to the radio because I couldn't stand the fucking ads.
Yeah.
So now I've been listening to the songs on my iPhone for the last 5 years, 7 years, I don't know how long, right? So I don't know any of the songs anymore because all my songs on my iPhone are almost by definition old.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I don't listen to the radio anymore because it's like, ZJ 100.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, oh, fuck off already, dude. I just can't stand you. I'm going to fucking vomit in my mouth if I listen to one more stupid radio DJ or one more stupid radio commercial. Mm-hmm. Are you in a lot of trouble? Are you having financial issues? Then come here and we'll rob you a little further.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm like, oh.
Totally.
Right?
Oh, you know, like those credit card commercials that you hear. So I listen to cable news in the car on satellite radio. Mm-hmm. And so those types of commercials come up a lot when you're listening to the news. And it makes me angry because it's like those debt consolidation companies and whatever. And I know that they're out there to rob people.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want to put out an ad where I give people actual important like advice pertaining to paying off your credit cards, right? Oh, your credit card's in collection? You can settle that shit with one lump sum, call them up, negotiate, and you can like literally pay it off for a fraction of what you owe, right? Don't fucking go to these debt consolidation places. They're gonna rob you. Like, I wanna give them advice from personal experience. Like, I know what's up, okay? I know what your rights are, but I don't know. I don't have time, so.
Yeah, why would you, and how are you gonna pay money to give people free advice?
I mean, if I was rich, I would totally do it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because I don't want people to get robbed.
I love that that's like everybody's got a different cause. Like, you know, the unexploded mines that we've got to get out and AIDS or malaria or whatever. And it's like, I just want to get a lot of radio ads where I tell people to call me up and I tell them, don't be a sucker, consolidate your loans and then pay less. That's it, I'm out. That's my humanitarian work for the day.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do a financial talk show like Dave Ramsey. Cut your credit cards. Yeah. Jesus loves you. Cut your credit cards.
Whatever, dude. Dave Ramsey gets it. He does. He does. Look, I disagree with him when it comes to credit cards. Like, credit card companies don't rob me. I rob them.
Oh, damn.
No, I do. I do. Damn. First of all, what I like to do with credit cards is I will charge my needs, my necessities on the credit card, and then instead of using like the cash I have in my checking account, right? And then at the end of every month, just pay it off. And then you get points, right? Yeah, you get cash back. And so the credit card companies have been paying my ass. I'm not paying them. I'm not paying you interest. Go fuck off. Go fuck yourself. How about that? Right?
Okay. Well, bless your heart on that. Not everybody has the same discipline as Iron Will Casper. But I'm amused that maybe, who knows, maybe one day you will do a financial show. Keeping it real with Casper. Okay.
Well, I feel like I would be an excellent real estate agent. I would.
I bet you would. I know. I agree with you. Because
I find it so fascinating, and I love like reading, like so, like when it comes to like purchasing property or whatever. Like, there's a ton of paperwork involved, right? And one of the things involved is disclosures, like a thick packet of shit that you have to. Oh my! I eat it up. I was laying on the couch yesterday. Had a little weed, and I was like, oh, let me read about these disclosures.
Jesus Christ.
And it's all this like legal jargon. It's so fascinating. Dude, there are realtors out there that aren't interested in this stuff and don't even know. How do you not know? You need to know about this stuff.
Okay, A, I will agree with you that you would have been a good realtor.
Yeah.
B, I will agree with you that you're nowhere near the edge.
That's true.
Who smokes weed and reads disclosures on real estate forms? Okay,
yeah.
Like literally one person on the planet, and you're looking at her. Okay,
anyway,
yeah. So you're nuts. Okay, mm-hmm. I will end on a story I probably shouldn't say. Mm-hmm. So there was some bill that I had that I didn't agree with for reasons I won't get into, but they were wrong and I was right. And I offered to pay it at half the price because it went to collection, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And the person on the other end refused to accept it. And it dragged on and on and on and on until the collection agency guy, and this is unprecedented, was like, hey, dude, just hang on for another year and a half and then it'll be gone. Like, and I was like, wait, you're not supposed to tell me that. You're supposed to like break my legs to get the money back. And he's like, I know, I didn't say anything. And you know why? Because I was being nice and the other guy was being a dick.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, there's a real dispute. I think that guy might be right. And he's willing to pay you half, right? And the guy wouldn't take it. So he's like, just be cool. Just wait a year and a half. Then you don't have to pay.
People don't understand how, I don't want to say easy because that makes it seem like I live in a bubble and don't understand how difficult it is for people. But there are certain protections that you have and certain strategies you can use to get yourself out of debt. Like, people assume all the debt that I have in collection is money that I will have to pay. I have to pay every single cent. But you don't, right?
Yeah.
Collection companies, think about this. Collection companies buy that debt for pennies on the dollar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can negotiate with them and negotiate aggressively, and you will get, in most cases, what you want, right? And so I'm gonna give an example, right? So I was helping a friend because I am super interested in financial stuff and helping people out and knowing your rights and all that. So my friend was really stressed out. She wanted to buy a house, okay? And so she's like, I don't know what to do because my credit score sucks. And I was like, all right, what's your husband's credit score? Her husband's credit score is great. I'm like, does he have credit cards? Yeah, he does. Make sure that he adds you on his credit cards. And she's like, okay. That immediately helps your credit score go up. Because if that individual has a good credit score, you kind of piggyback off of that. Then she had about $10,000 in credit card debt that had gone to collections agencies, right? So one of them was about $7,500, rounding up. And so I was like, okay, call the collection agency and say that you are willing to settle with one lump sum and only offer $2,500. Do not go a penny higher. And she's like, okay. She calls, and you know what they tell her? Before she could even give the number, they're like, all right, well, we actually have this great program going on right now. We will settle this debt for $2,100. And I was like, told you.
You know what? When she said, when they said 2100, she should have counted 1100.
She should have, but she didn't. She was just caught so, she was completely caught off guard, and she's like, okay, fine. And then I told her, I was like, make sure that they also agree to wipe that note from the from your credit report, because that's another thing you can negotiate. And so she asked them to do it, and they said no to that. They're like, we can't do that, sorry. And then I was like, don't worry about it, I got this. And so I was like, sign up for, there's something called Credit Karma, which is actually a great service, I highly recommend. She signed up for Credit Karma, and you can dispute certain things, like notes on your credit report. And so I was like, dispute it. Say that the collection agency promised to wipe it off your record and they didn't do it. She did that, and guess what? Collection agency is like, we're not gonna fight this, and they wiped it off her record.
I got it. You wanna host a financial show, I got it. I'll hook you up with Dylan Radigan, okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't actually wanna host a financial show.
You do, I've never seen anyone so into it in my life. Cash it in with Casper.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, okay. Because you nearly bored me with the details of that story, and you were so into it. You're like,
really?
Then, okay, and then this, and then this.
Hold on. Were you guys bored by that? It's super fascinating. You should know your rights.
If Edwin's on your side, you win. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I confess you're an expert. You know what you're doing. And if you guys feel bad about the things she's saying, a person, because the average American is taught you got to pay your debts and you have to be a good and honorable person. But the rich don't do it. And I don't mean to disparage all the rich. I just, look, Trump is not all the rich, but Trump, for example, he racks up debt, billions of dollars in debt, and goes, fuck off, I'm not paying it.
Yeah.
Right? And he negotiates down. And Anna's right. When the debt collectors, the collection agency, gets it, they, so if it's $100, they, as an example, they might have bought it for 7 cents or 11 cents. So if they can get 20 cents back, that's a great profit for them.
Right.
So, and the other company's already written it off, and it was part of their risk to begin with. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't pay any of your debts. I mean, if you can, of course I do. I try to pay every dollar.
Yeah.
And it's not a sucker move, it's a good move. It's the right thing to do. But if you're in a tough spot, especially if you were right and they were wrong, right? Mm. And that doesn't happen that often. But by the way, I'd like to use that example of the debt collector helping me to avoid the debt to brandish my, not brandish, but burnish my credentials as the most reasonable man in America. I was so reasonable that even a debt collector is like, you're kind of right.
Nice.
Okay. Damn. All right. All right, Casper. All right.
I know a thing or two.
No, you do.
I like to read disclosures.
Okay. But the one thing you don't know anymore is where the edge is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Cash it in with Casper. Be back tomorrow with more on somewhat interesting financial disclosures.
Come on.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.